Great to have you with us on WPR News. Larry Mueller here. We're talking now about an event called EarthFest. It's a week-long event, and it celebrates environmental and sustainability research that's going on at the UW-Madison campus, and we have a couple of guests for you. One, Chelsea Rademacher, is communications manager of the Nelson Institute for Environmental Studies. And Chelsea, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Larry.
Great to have you here. And I'm great to have Lauren Graves with us as well, who's the communications manager for the Office of Sustainability and at UW. Lauren, great to have you with us too. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Larry.
And the two of them put their heads together and organized this fest.
Well, we can't take full credit, and we certainly won't take most credit. We are just the kind of chaotic marketing masterminds behind getting the word out there, I would say. This event has been almost decades in the making, I would say. Last year was the inaugural year of EarthFest, and it was the uniting of two events that had formerly happened on campus and off campus. Part was hosted by the Nelson Institute for Environmental Studies, and it was our annual Earth Day conference. This started back in, I think, 2008, around there. It was a day-long event at the Monona Terrace, and speakers would come in like Neil deGrasse Tyson and Jane Goodall, and we would really engage with our alumni network in the community. So that was one way that the Nelson Institute and environmental and sustainability work at the university engaged with folks around Earth Day. But then the Office of Sustainability had a separate initiative called Earth Week. And I'll let Lauren speak to that a little bit. And then we can talk about how we came together for this Earth Festival.
Yeah, go ahead, Lauren.
Yeah, so like Chelsea mentioned, we've had a lot of different events popping up on campus. And as you can imagine, every spring, it's not just the Nelson Institute for Environmental Studies or the Office of Sustainability that are hosting environmental events. And Chelsea mentioned one big one that the Nelson Institute has hosted for a long time. And in 2018, the Office of Sustainability's student interns, our undergraduates, came together and tried to create a counterpart to the Nelson Institute's public-facing offering that historically used to be at the Monona Terrace. I remember that was one of the first times I ever worked in a professional capacity in the environment, actually. Was tabling at an Earth Day conference.
No way.
Yeah, maybe like 2016 or 17.
It was meant to be, Lauren.
It was meant to be. We've come full circle. But so our undergrads in the Office of Sustainability, and of course this predates when I was in the office, but in 2018 they came together and they tried to create something where by students, for students, a week of events that would pull people together and celebrate the work that happens on campus. And over time, we work closely together for a lot of different things, but eventually we came together and started building a team to not just pull together the Earth Day and Earth Week events on campus, but also to try and unify all events that are happening on campus and really put a spotlight on the work that's happening at Madison.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And the fact that Earth Day is really a Wisconsin invention, I guess we could say, makes it even more special and more important and great that you guys are doing this.
Absolutely. It's really important for us to show this work that's happening on campus and how it extends to Wisconsin and the world. And like you said, bringing it back. Earth Day is rooted here in Wisconsin. Senator Gaylord Nelson, Earth Day was his idea.
Yeah.
It was around 1969, he heard about teach-ins that were happening in California about the Vietnam War and activism around that. And he wondered, what if all colleges did this, but for the environment? And then April 22nd of 1970, we had the first Earth Day, and the rest is history. And of course, Gaylord Nelson is the namesake for the Nelson Institute. So those roots run really deep. And we're excited to find a really modern and innovative way to celebrate that legacy and that history here.
Yeah, we're really thrilled to bring Earth Day home, back home again. And, you know, from Wisconsin to the world, like Chelsea mentioned, Earth Day has its roots here. But even beyond Gaylord Nelson, we have a really deep environmental history, as many Madisonians and Dane County folks will know. It's, you know, we have Aldo Leopold and many others at our institution and from this land that have, you know, 175 years of institutional momentum in this space. And EarthFest is a new modern way to kind of bring that and share it out with the state.
I think it's one of the interesting parts of this is that you bring together science, music, poetry. I've interviewed Bassam Shakashiri of chemistry many times on this program, and that's something that he was big on doing. How are all these disciplines related to celebrating the event? Chelsea, you wanna?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great way to frame it with Professor Shakashiri. And we actually recently had one of our faculty members receive the Shakashiri Public Science Engagement Award. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the vein that we're trying to always keep. Science is fun, as Shakashiri says, and bringing it home that way. I think the interdisciplinary nature of environmental studies and sustainability work can really be seen throughout these events, because when you're studying the environment, or if you care about the environment, that doesn't happen in a vacuum. There are many ways that you can relate that work out into the world. So you mentioned music. I'll talk a little bit about one of those events coming up. This is on the 21st. It's called Earth Signals. And so a researcher named Liz Maroon, who is a climate scientist. Mm-hmm. She teamed up with an undergraduate student, and they took forecasts from El Nino. So how you can take forecasts of the weather. Is it going to rain this weekend? When's the snow coming? We can tell what El Nino is possibly going to do based on forecasting. So they took a series of forecasts, and they went through a process called sonification, which typically takes data points and pairs them with frequencies. They changed it a little bit and paired it to musical notes, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Then they teamed up with a PhD candidate named Ben Ferris in the School of Music, who took those notes, set it to the scale B Lydian for any of my fellow music fans out there, and he created an original composition based on these notes pulled from these El Nino forecasts. So this composition is going to be debuted live April 21st, that's Monday, so come on down to the Hamel Music Center and hear it. But that for me is one that it's like, you can see how this just transcends disciplines. This is work that crosses everything.
And we should nail it all down here as to the dates and locations. You mentioned the Hamel, but Lauren, go ahead and talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Larry. So EarthFest is happening April 21st through 29th all across campus, every corner of campus, whether it's the Lakeshore Nature Preserve or Allen Centennial Garden, or even facilities planning and management on one of the patios showing what kind of stormwater simulations, how we're managing our campus to improve the environment right here in Madison. So it's really happening all over, like Chelsea mentioned, very interdisciplinary. We have 65 plus events and just as many, if not more, partners from every school, college unit and division on campus, and some community partners as well.
To pull it all together, you've got to go to a website, I'm guessing.
You sure do. And you can see it all at earthfest.wisc.edu, earthfest.wisc.edu. We have our full schedule of events there and some other bonus features like the official EarthFest playlist, and some fun things you can check out there.
Well, okay, so I definitely wanted to get that in because I knew that events are happening in a lot of different locations, and it may not be physically possible to get to all of them. Let's go back to, so Monday is the first day of the festival.
Yes.
One event is called Plants for the Apocalypse.
Oh, we love this one.
Wow. What will you learn about the relationship between humans and plants at this event? Talk about that.
Well, I believe it varies year to year. We are this year featuring Plants for the Apocalypse 3. And last year, actually, Chelsea and I had the chance to attend. This is a repeat. Last year was the inaugural EarthFest. We should say that, too. This is our second time hosting. And this is an event where you have different folks throughout Allen Centennial Garden and I believe Kells, is it Kells, Chelsea?
School of Pharmacy.
See, there's so many partners, it's easy to cross our wires. But so School of Pharmacy and others on campus are coming together and sharing us unexpected things about plants that they really like. And almost, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it's kind of you jump in and it's kind of what plants would you want if it was kind of the end of the world, or what are the different uses for these plants? And my fun fact from last year, the whole EarthFest team went together. It was the last event of the year, and told us how good potatoes are and the nutritional value of potatoes, and really fun narrative for such a common vegetable that you wouldn't expect.
Sure.
And big fan of that event.
Yeah. We think about potatoes regularly now, I would say.
Okay. Well, there's an eco-poetry workshop, and I'm going to read you a poem, and you're going to have to tell me if this is an eco-poetry poem or not. Jill Nadeau, who is well known for her poetry writing and is our producer, has whipped one up for me. It says, wind whips through the trees, a chill on sun-warmed skin, spring's wild, playful dance. Now, I kind of liked it myself. Would you call that what's the definition of eco-poetry?
I think the beautiful thing about poetry in general is it can be anything you want it to be. And to really learn about eco-poetry and what that means, we'd love to see you at our event. Of course, this is a great question. I'm being silly, but do come. So I think in terms of eco-poetry, we're just thinking about what is our human connection to the earth. And for you, that may mean something different than it means for me. It may mean something different than it means for Lauren. So I think that's absolutely an example of eco-poetry. And the great thing about this event is it's being led by Heather Swan, who's a faculty member in the English department and the Nelson Institute. And in the event description, it says anyone can be a poet. You don't need experience. You just need a pencil and paper.
Well, Jill just shot me a note and said, make sure you say that I did it with AI.
We appreciate the disclaimer,
the
Jill.
The word is out on you, Jill. Thanks a lot for that description. Tuesday, there's a presentation about UW's climate research. There's been a lot of research that's happened at the UW over many decades relating to the climate. So what are some of the research projects that are happening that will be talked about?
Yeah, this one is hosted by the Nelson Institute's Center for Climatic Research, and they're going to be focusing in on four different research projects that are happening on campus. One is about how we can use solar energy for both food and electricity. So this goes into a project called Agrivoltaics, which Lauren knows much more about than I do. It's really interesting. Lauren, do you want to preview a little of what agrivoltaics is?
Yeah, so agrivoltaics is a compound word, agriculture and photovoltaics. So essentially we're looking for co-benefits and dual use of producing both energy through solar solar panels and also crops or grazing on the same piece of land. So really taking a look at how Wisconsin farmers, communities, institutions can reap co-benefits that are both good for the soil and the crops you're growing, but also really good for our energy sources.
That's a good one. What are there others?
Yeah, there's a handful of others in this. This is an hour-long event from 1 to 2 p.m. on Tuesday, Earth Day. You'll also be able to hear from Bridget Mason, who is the assistant state climatologist in our Wisconsin State Climatology Office, and they do some really impressive and fantastic work. So they're going to do an overview of who they are, what they do. If you've ever wondered when the ice on Lake Mendota has frozen in the history of record keeping, they know it. So that'll be great to hear from. And then another one I'll point to is the Wisconsin Initiative on Climate Change Impacts, which is a collaborative project with the Wisconsin DNR on how we can ready our state for climate change and adapt. They'll be giving another overview of some of the solutions that they've come up with collaboratively, with communities.
There's also a chance on, I forget the day. Is it Tuesday where you have the volunteer opportunity to help clean up a nature preserve?
Yes, we have a couple volunteer opportunities. Chelsea, do you have that one up?
I do, yeah. Volunteering at the Lakeshore Nature Preserve, that's another Earth Day, Tuesday the 22nd. That's from 3 to 5 p.m. And this is being hosted by students from the Mortgage Center for Public Service and the Actuarial Science Club at UW-Madison. Anyone is welcome to attend, do a cleanup in the native plant garden, collect litter, And the Lakeshore Nature Preserve is a particularly great place.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place.
It is, and Lauren can give a quick preview of some more exciting things that are happening there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first, I should, and for those who might not be familiar, the Lakeshore Nature Preserve is an incredible 300-acre space that spans the coast on the lake here in Madison, and we're really grateful to have it. It's a great place for being a living lab for a lot of the research and education that's happening in the classrooms. Folks can go out to Picnic Point and Frouchy Point and the Great Marsh out there and do a lot of hands-on research, which is wonderful. And it's a three-man team managing all 300 acres. They're part of our Office of Sustainability as well. And they're hosting a variety of events from late night birding. I'm really looking forward to that one. Larry, if you have any birding fans in your audience, we've got some great experts joining us at 6 o'clock on, I forget which evening, but if you go to earthfest.wisc.edu, you'll be able to find it along with many other great events. And, you know, we're coming up on peak birding migration. And so they're just a really great place for rich ecological history and place-based learning. It's really where research meets reality here on campus.
I went on a birding expedition out there a few years back, and it was a lot of fun, and there were a lot of birds.
Yeah.
No question about that. And this is the kind of the perfect time. The trees aren't all leafed out. The birds are singing because it's time to make more birds, so to speak. And so there's a lot of activity going on at that preserve. So a fun thing to do. And again, it's Tuesday, right?
Bird hike. The Lakeshore Nature Preserve cleanup is Tuesday. The bird hike is April 27th.
Okay. All right. There's also a medication take back event. And that was kind of an interesting one to me. What's going to happen? People are going to be able to bring...
Yeah, so this is hosted through University Health Services. So they run all of the health, flu shots, counseling services for students here at the UW-Madison campus. And if you think just about your own medicine cabinet, I mean, I've probably got a bottle of Tylenol in there from 2005 that needs to be disposed of. You may think, oh, I'll throw it, I'll flush it. There are better ways to dispose of your medications, whether they're prescription, vitamins, cold medicine, that are more environmentally conscious. So University Health Services is going to be offering two medication take-back events during EarthFest where you can bring any unwanted, opened, expired medications of any type, no questions asked, and they will take them and dispose of them in an environmentally friendly way.
Wonder how they do it.
I do too.
I don't know how they do it. It'd be interesting to know how they do it. Well, maybe they'll be able to tell you when.
I bet they would. Yeah, when I bring my 2005 Tylenol, I'll ask them.
I think it'd be worth asking for sure. Thursday there's a plant-based dye workshop, and students are going to be demonstrating some of their skills at that, I believe.
Yeah, this one was an event that was held last year, and it saw a really great turnout. So we're glad that they came back. This is hosted with the School for Human Ecology and their Design and Textiles department. So these students, through one of their classes, are learning how to make clothing dyes out of, think of any natural materials, leaves, flowers, acorns, and they're going to be demonstrating some of their work. There's some beautiful photos that you can see on our website from last year of just these tapestries hanging throughout the D.C. Smith greenhouses with these various dyes. And they'll also be leading a hands-on workshop using indigo as a dye, which is pretty common. You know, many of us have indigo in our landscaping or in the fields near our homes. So they're going to show you how you can turn those seed pods and those plants into dyes to make your own clothing.
And Friday, we've got the sustainability of global food production. And I believe there are many, many events that we haven't covered yet. Any events that you'd like to highlight, maybe that'll happen over the weekend in our last minute or so?
Well, it's not happening over the weekend, but what I'm particularly excited for will be the Planet Walker film screening, and Chelsea is actually going to be the best person to speak on this, but we're really, really looking forward to this event.
What's the title again?
The title of the film is Planet Walker. It's a short documentary, and it's about John Francis. And if you don't know who John Francis is, you definitely want to, because his story is incredible. He's a UW-Madison graduate. He earned his PhD here in the Nelson Institute in 1991 while completely silent. He earned his PhD during a vow of silence, where he also vowed off motor vehicles. And he did this after witnessing an oil spill in 1971 in California. At that moment, he swore off any motorized transit, planes, cars, and took a vow of silence. And he walked his way across the country, completing his studies. He is an incredible person. And he's going to be with us live on Earth Day at this screening.
But not silent.
But not silent anymore, although I am told he meditates daily, which sometimes can last the whole day.
Wow. Well, I don't think I'd have the patience to meditate all day long. I sometimes have a hard time doing it for 1 minute.
I'm told 1 minute's all it takes, though, to, you know, start that practice. But I'm with you, Larry.
And you know, Larry, there's an Earth Fest event for that, too. We've got mindfulness, meditation, and yoga events throughout the week as well. So
there are a lot of events we haven't even talked about. I tell you what, how do people find out, again, about the array of events taking place?
Absolutely. We encourage everyone to go to earthfest.wisc.edu, and there you'll be able to learn both about our partners, but also about all 65-plus events and many ways to get involved, whether you're on campus or if you're not on campus. There are ways to watch some of these films, zoom in to some of the online and virtual hybrid events. So take a look there. And also follow us on Instagram if you use Instagram. We'll be doing a lot of live daily updates and behind-the-scenes looks. So even if you're not able to participate, you can get a look into the window of what sustainability education research really looks like in Madison.
It's very, very cool. Well, I thank you both very much for coming by. We'll have to do it again maybe in another year.
Hey,
who knows?
It's a date.
Thank you.
Lauren Graves is Communication Manager for the Office of Sustainability at UW-Madison. Chelsea Rademacher is a Communications Manager at the Nelson Institute for Environmental Studies at UW-Madison. It's great to have them with us. And go to that site and take a look. You know, 60-some events, and you're going to find one or more, probably many more, that you're going to want to take part in. And it's free. Most of it's free. No expense involved. Coming up, we're going to take a look at shoes and shoe repair with our next guest, Dave Franks. I'm Larry Mealer.